Let's talk about therapy. Welcome back to Unsaid Words, or welcome if you're new. As you can probably tell by the title, today's episode is all about my experience with therapy. With the images of therapy that I had seen in the media, I thought that my therapy experience, or I hoped that my therapy experience would be like Davy and Niecy Nash in Never Have I Ever. Unfortunately, but not surprisingly, it was nothing like that. My therapist was white, for one, which wouldn't have been a problem, but there wasn't really that no judgment comfortability there that I was hoping for. And although I did end up getting more comfortable with her as time went on, there were just some things that I didn't like, and I sometimes felt invalidated by her, which definitely turned me off from the whole experience. Especially because I'm such an aware person, I started to notice that her approach wasn't really what I needed. Because I am so introspective, I really needed therapy as a space to just vent and get a lot of things off my chest, because I had already analyzed my feelings and I know why I am the way I am and why I do things. And I really just needed that safe space. And I felt like after a while, it wasn't that for me. At first, it was helpful with managing my social anxiety, but after a while, it felt like I'd conquered it, quote unquote, and that I had bigger issues, which I did. I was dealing with a lot of family drama, attachment issues, and a lot of depersonalization. So I felt like this social anxiety and focusing on anxiety as my main point of treatment wasn't really what I needed the most at the time. I also just felt that some of the stories I was telling or the feelings that I was sharing with her were not only not always taken into account, but sometimes dismissed. And both of those reasons is really why I stopped going to therapy. Now, back on the anxiety tip though, stopping going to therapy, it felt great, but my anxiety did come back around, and not having those tools that I was learning in therapy did send me back into a loop of avoidance, which only made it worse. And it honestly made trying to conquer it again more scary. But right now, although I still do get anxious, I've been trying to be intentional about what I do when I feel anxious. And I still implement some of those things that I learned in therapy. And I think that therapy is an amazing tool, and I definitely would go back. I just think that at that time and that therapist just may not have been the therapist for me, and that's fine, but this is not a knock to therapy. I think it's great. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed making it. I hope that you guys share your experience with therapy with me on Instagram, in the comments, on any of the platforms that Unsaid Words is on. I would love to hear about it and how you may relate or differ, how it has helped you. I'm really interested to know. So comment, DM me, whatever. You guys know the drill. New episodes every Friday at 3 p.m. EST. Follow unsaid_words_pod on Instagram and subscribe wherever you're listening to this. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.